Thanks for tuning into the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nick, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. The Oscars were this past Sunday, and it took place right by you, right, Dr. Nick? I think it's the Dolby Theater.
Oh, yes. It's very close by.
How was the traffic on Sunday?
Traffic on Sunday was horrible. Traffic on Monday was horrible because Vice President Biden was in town.
So, of course, that always
makes it for an exciting event when you're on the freeway and everything is blocked.
Ugh, I can't even imagine. I mean, L.A. traffic is bad as it is. You get the award shows to come through and it's like hell, I would imagine.
Oh, it's always difficult. But
did you watch the Oscars?
The best we can. Of course. How can I miss that?
What was your favorite part of the Oscars? Leo, right? Winning, finally?
Well, Leo winning, he's definitely deserved it. And he's deserved it, I think, for a while. So that was kind of a given for most people in Hollywood that he better win. He's earned it for a long time. And his performance was absolutely amazing. He went all out. And I don't know how much you know about the whole process of filming, but I can't believe any of the actors survived. I think they tried to make it as realistic as possible.
It was incredible.
But a lot of the other actors were also really amazing. And frankly, Best Supporting Actor. I don't know if you saw Bridges of Spies.
No,
that
I didn't.
Performance. Oh, you have to.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Oscars were incredible. It was, I didn't get a chance to see Bridges of Spies, but, I mean, I did see The Revenant, and I really, really enjoyed The Revenant. I think Leo's acting was incredible. I mean, he's an incredible actor. There's no movies of Leo's that I don't like. But I think he just did so well. It was just the scene where he climbs into the horse's stomach. I think I still have nightmares about that scene, but it was just so realistic. And it was just so amazing. I mean, Leo didn't even have to say anything. It was just him climbing into it. And I felt like I was out there. It was really, like, well-deserved on his end. I loved the movie. And I was tearing up when Leo finally received the award. I think I was on Twitter, and I saw everyone commenting on it. I think it was the most talked-about event that happened at the Oscars. I mean, everyone was waiting for him to win an Oscar. And I think if he didn't win it, I don't even know. I think Leo would have had to have given up at that point. But I'm so happy he won it. And it was really entertaining to see that go down on Twitter. And other things that I noticed, I mean, one thing that, of course, is right up your field, Dr. Nick, is plastic surgery. And how, those are things that I look for now that our show is constantly talking about pointing out the surgeries that celebrities have and just talking about plastic surgery in general. But I think now I'm just much more aware of plastic surgery. And now I'm constantly looking at celebrities like, did this person get injections or fillers or did they do something to their cheeks? And I think someone who did do something to their face, and I love her to death, so I'm not criticizing, of course, because there's nothing wrong with getting plastic surgery, but I just notice it a lot more now, and I think Jennifer Lawrence definitely had something done to her face. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence looked like she had plastic surgery done. I think her face looked fuller in her cheek area. It was slightly different than how I'm used to seeing her. I think normally when I see her, she had a much fuller face, but now it looked like her cheek was a little bit indented. It looked a little bit sunken in at the bottom, and then the top of her cheek looked a little bit more fuller.
Well, maybe she had an extra cheeseburger or two. She's been known to do that. We can't put it all on plastic surgery.
No, this looks a little bit different. She must have made, like, she must have had like 10 cheeseburgers or something, because her cheeks were really out there. And she showed up late to the Oscars. She was the last one to walk down. So I think she was purposely trying to avoid the cameras because she knew that people were going to be watching. That's my theory.
They're going to be watching anyway.
but in your expertise, I mean, do you see a lot of celebrities go in maybe the week prior to award shows, or maybe 2 weeks prior, to do fast things to look great for the award shows?
Well, you know, before the Oscars, it's always a big deal. Everybody gets spruced up, and it happens for days, months. Sometimes people will do a movie that thinks it's going to be nominated, and they plan way in advance. So that is not unusual. Depends what you need. But the 2-3 weeks before the Oscars, yes, there are lots of little touch-ups. And, of course, you're scrutinizing everybody so closely when you're watching them. How do you think they feel? Everybody is going to be watching every single spot. Everybody's going to be watching every single wrinkle and commenting on it. So they don't want to look bad. All of us are human. We're self-conscious of these things. And no matter how great you look, when people are scrutinizing you, you worry about even the smallest thing. So it's kind of a, if you think about it, it's a little bit of a cruel world that every single imperfection is scrutinized.
Yeah, I feel bad for celebrities because it's like, if you don't get plastic surgery, then people comment on how bad you look. And if you do get it, well, everyone's like, you must have gotten plastic surgery. You look so fake. So it's like they can never win.
Well, I think there is a win there. And you can do things. You can do things gracefully where you improve things. You capitalize on your strengths. You make yourself look better. However, don't go so hard at it that you end up looking like you've had things done. You end up looking at an extreme, like a freak. But most of the time, it's about just improving who you are and looking the best that you can without telling everybody within the first 2 seconds they met you that you've had plastic surgery.
Yeah, I mean, did you see Renee Zellweger last year? I think it was at the Elle's Annual Women in Hollywood Awards, but she looked completely different than how we're used to seeing her. I mean, her, it was like her eyelids are normally a little bit down, and then all of a sudden you see her at the awards and they're just completely lifted up. And I think everyone was commenting, you know, again on Twitter about how different she looked. So there's a fine line between doing plastic surgery but still maintaining the way that you look versus completely looking different.
Well, I have a different take on this, and I see a lot of patients, and I see a lot of husbands come in with their wife, and they're totally terrified of their wife having plastic surgery because they're going to change and they're not going to be the person that they fell in love with. And I think we fall in love a little bit with the stars that especially we really like, somebody who looks attractive like Renee Zellweger. So in a weird way, we like them the way they are. That's why we fell in love. And when we see any change, and I'm not even going to get into whether the change was positive or not, because for me, I would have liked to have kept a little bit more of what she was truly like, but it changed what we liked about her, why we liked her. And that change is unsettling. We're used to seeing her on the screen. This is this lovely person that's bubbly, maybe a little neurotic, doing certain things, but it looked cute. And next time you see her, it's not the same person. And it bothers most of us. And I think a lot of it is not even does she look better or not. A lot of it is the change is unsettling for a viewer. And they want what they like to begin with. They don't want a new actress. They already like the old one.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt. It was like, wow, this isn't Renee Zellweger anymore. Who is this person? It's like, it's sad. But
she almost has to reestablish herself.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be a celebrity. And there are a lot of challenges. But I'm sure we can come up with a few more answers when we come back.
Yep, and
you're
I want
to
talk about
the
Oscar gift pack.
Yes, we will.
Awesome. You're listening to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nick. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nick. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the Oscars and how a lot of celebrities will get plastic surgery right before the award show season. We talked a little bit about Leo winning an Oscar, which was a great, great moment at the Oscars. And something that's always interesting to me is I read about this every single year right before the Oscars, is the worth of the gift bag. I think every year, I think 2 years ago it was worth $80,000. Last year it was like worth $160,000. This year it was worth $200,000. I mean, people are walking away with $200,000 worth of products and services. And I just can't, I think every year I just get more and more shocked about what's included in these gift bags. One of the things that were included in the gift bags was like $275 worth of toilet paper.
Well, what's wrong with that? If people want to give you stuff, you know, why not take it?
I know. That's true, but I think it's just
absolutely nothing wrong with that. People give you things.
Right, but
this guy's car.
It's just so much money. I just can't even imagine getting that much money worth of stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like, it just fascinates me. I'm like, oh, my God, these people walk away with so much money worth of products and services. That's just crazy.
Well, at the end of the day, this is the power of celebrity. And when you have that power and a draw, people want to give you things because they want to be exposed. And I know one of the plastic surgeons apparently decided to be very generous and give away plastic surgery to all the celebrities.
Well, I'm sure
he's just not a great fan of film, or maybe he is, but it's a publicity. And celebrities bring that draw, that attention to you. So everybody does their best to draw attention to their brand, to their name. And yes, people will give things away. Although I do have an issue with the giving away plastic surgery, and of course, I don't know if you even want to get me started on that, because that is a major, major problem.
Let's hear it.
I don't know if we have the whole show dedicated to this, but generally, when it comes to giving things away, yes, you can take a free bag, you can like it, you can toss it away. Plastic surgery, although some would consider it, oh, this is totally frivolous, this is that. At the end of the day, it is not a frivolous thing. At the end of the day, it is still surgery. And yes, you're going to say, how is that medical care? Well, it's still medicine. We're still dealing with the human body. We still have to make it safe. And if we don't make it safe, as physicians, we're not doing our job. So if somebody gave you a certificate and said, you know, Jasmine, you get $10,000 for free surgery, anything you want, what is the end result? The end result is you are going to be, you are going to be in a situation where you will be forced to seriously consider that as a choice. You're going to consider that doctor. And yeah, money is drawn. Nobody's going to force you. But are you really making choices? Are your choices influenced? You're making the best decision for yourself. And to that, and, you know, we can argue whether a plastic surgery society does everything perfect, perfectly, you know, who's to say. But this is one thing I think they've gotten right. And giving things away, certificates, gifts, giveaways, it really is not the proper way to practice medicine. You're not giving away makeup. You're giving away something that puts a patient under anesthesia, possibly has, well, not possibly, does have long-term consequences. The change is permanent. So how can you take it so leisurely and say, oh, yeah, by the way, while you're out shopping and you get a new bag, well, how about some liposuction, a new set of breasts? So, you know, your face is getting a little old. Maybe just a facelift. Just a little nip and tuck here, and we'll make you look better.
No, I do agree. I mean, I think it's like when, especially in just the health field and the medical field, if you're providing like incentives for people to just treat with you, it's just, there is a, it's kind of shady because it's, you're right. People do have to go under anesthesia. This isn't something like a little giveaway. It's something very serious for a patient to consider. And obviously, I mean, if I was given that, like in the gift bag, in the hospice gift bag, it was $5,000 worth of plastic surgery and $2,000 for vampire breast lift. And I can only imagine receiving that gift and seeing that. Of course, I want to be like, well, yeah, if I get that for free, why not? Of course, I'm going to treat there. But I could imagine there's some really, it's just not, it's like swaying the person's mind to just going with them and going with that doctor and doing it for free rather than really doing the research and considering all factors involved.
And at the end of the day, plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery in particular, that people take for granted, it is still surgery. Don't take it lightly. It's not just, oh, a little bit. We'll go and change it. We'll make it better. And afterwards, and, you know, in a selfish way, maybe that's good for me because mostly what I end up doing is revision surgery, and I see a lot of it. But I hate seeing people make a wrong choice and then having to have it redone. It costs more, and they go through a lot of turmoil, a lot of regret, and that's not necessary. Make a good choice from the beginning, and what seems like too good of a deal, sometimes it is. But, again, I'm interested to see how all this ends up with all the societies, and I don't know who gave it away and what the circumstances are. I'm sure the intention was not anything but just to get some publicity, and it's, again, nothing wrong with that, but there is more involved, and we have to be respectful of the profession, and we have to be respectful of the people we treat. They're not clients, they're patients, and that's the difference.
Yeah, I totally agree. Is there going to be problems with any of this, like plastic surgery societies? I would imagine there's going to be some issues with that.
Well, I tried to stay on the leash a little bit on this one, but you can tell I have a lot more to say.
All right, well, we got to take a quick little break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation on the gift bags and the Oscars and so much more involved in Hollywood and celebrities and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacobs, and Dr. Nick, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nick, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, talking about the latest news in plastic surgery. If you're just joining us now, we just had a great conversation on the Oscars and plastic surgery.
But how about this intro?
The intro music.
I think that definitely gets us in the mood. Of course.
I know, I kind of felt like a little rock star.
Yeah, another great choice.
I was like, yes, that was great. Shout out to the radio guy playing the great music.
I know. He's been hitting every single one of them.
I know. I actually like all these songs. They're really great.
So it really puts you in the mood when you're talking about rock and roll, Hollywood. So perfect lead in.
Yep. Totally
but
true.
So we were talking about Hollywood stars and what they have to go through to really look red carpet ready. And
exactly.
I can tell you, it sounds easy. I'm not sure it's as much fun as people realize. The scrutinies, everybody has an opinion, and we know everybody does. Everybody is trying to nitpick and find out why they should have looked better and what they could have done better. And seldom do we appreciate really how great they look. Let's face it, most of them are freaks of nature. Whether they look great or the personality or the ability to carry off a situation, to act through it no matter what the circumstances, I'm totally amazed at what they go through and what they put up with. And most of us don't see that. We just think it's fun and easy. So I have a great deal of respect for the preparation process. And yes, a lot of people make fun of it, but they take it seriously. And they should, because they have to.
So what do you think is involved in their preparation process? Like, what are some things? I'd be curious to know, like, what Jennifer Lawrence might have got done, or any of these celebrities who need to prepare for award shows.
And I don't want to comment too much on Jennifer Lawrence. I love Jennifer Lawrence, and she's my homegirl, University of Louisville. So, thumbs up. But frequently the things that are done are things like, well, we all know about Botox, but Botox works well, and when done appropriately, works miracles. The other thing is injectables, but we think, oh, maybe a little bit in the lines, maybe a little in the smile lines, corner of the mouth, maybe the lips a little bit plumper and more youthful. Nothing wrong with that, but the biggest new thing is injecting it in the cheeks. And as we get a little older, the cheeks kind of flatten out and everything goes down. We look a little jollier. And part of that is because things fall. And part of that is because we lose some volume in the cheeks. And she's way too young for that, so I'm not referring to her. But injecting a little bit in the cheeks gives you a little bit rounder, plumper cheeks. And for a woman, the sign of beauty, the sign of being youthful, is beautiful round cheeks. Now, yeah, that can be overdone like everything else, and it goes from a good thing to maybe people talking about you in not so flattering way. But it is very frequently done these days, and it does give wonderful results as long as you use some restraint. Now, having beautiful skin is always a good thing. Fine wrinkles go away, blotchiness, although there is makeup for the blotchiness, but again, you're better off if you make your skin flawless without having to cover everything up. And tightening it up a little bit. If you notice, a lot of the actresses that are successful these days, and that's a new thing, hasn't always been the case, you see a lot of actresses in their 40s and 50s still getting leading roles. Has not happened, or did not happen 20 years ago. So tightening the skin, and my favorite thing, as you know, is radio frequency, fractionated radio frequency, sometimes laser, just not where it's a facelift, but just enough so you look more youthful. You don't have to be drastic. And of course, if you let it go to a month before, you don't have time.
We have a caller on the line, actually, right now. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, oh, Sean. Had I known we had a caller, I would have shut up long time ago.
It kind of just popped in.
Well, thank
you
for taking my call. How are y'all? I'm in Texas, by the way, you probably surmised.
I think you all kind of gave it away a little bit.
Right.
Oh, is it all y'all?
I have a question. Yeah, all y'all is plural for y'all in Texas.
Right, in Texas. See, I've been there.
Right. I have a question. You were kind of talking about it, and you touched on it, but I know a lot of ladies that are in modeling and acting, and they're not quite ready for a major overhaul. They want something a little more than Botox and injectables, but they don't want to do the whole, you know, giant facelift and the whole everything that. What's in the middle? What is something that's in the middle that's not just Botox and injectables? Is there something? I've heard of a liquid facelift. Is that something?
Liquid facelift is a very cute name for. Let me do what I think is right, but I'll give you a name. So that you feel better, like you think you know what I'm doing. That's a little harsh, but what I'm trying to say is it's a little bit of a junk term, throwing a lot of things in and basically saying I'm going to inject a whole bunch of things.
I see.
Generally, what I would, and so it doesn't, it's not a specific procedure, but generally what that would involve, and it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Doing a little bit of Botox, and Botox is wonderful because if done right, you can target specific areas and you can keep yourself from frowning, squinting, so you kind of minimize the crow's feet, raise the outside of the brow a bit, depending on how it's injected, and those are things that they make you look more youthful, but it's not in your face kind of way. It's not,
right.
Nobody's going to ask you who your plastic surgeon is. They're just going to think, wow, you know, you went away last weekend, you look great. And for me, that's always the goal. The other thing is, as I mentioned earlier, is doing a few injectables. And it's got to be done very carefully. And I'm sorry you had a question, so... Your question is always more important than my rambling.
Well, no, I was just wondering if you had any other ideas of something you could do that's not quite the full Monty. You know, is there another, like, you know, halfway procedure that would be appropriate?
Well, the other thing is I will do a little bit of injectables, strategically done. I do believe in injecting the lips. But I do very, very little. I outline the border of the lip, outline the Cupid's bow right in the middle, kind of the McDonald's arch that you see in the middle of your lip. And as you get older, that's lost. And nobody thinks of it as, oh, that makes me look older, but people perceive it as such. I'll do a little bit in the cheeks, where they tend to flatten, maybe to the side, the side of the cheek, a little bit in front. And those are very great things to do. And it sounds like, well, everybody's doing it. If you do it right and subtly, the results are fantastic. But since this segment is coming up a little short and I have a lot of suggestions, I hope you stay on with us for the next segment, because I do want to talk a little bit about radio frequency and how they can make your face look more youthful, even when you're in the mid-30s. And I want to hear what you want to have done and what bothers you. So would you stay on with us?
I will.
Oh, fantastic.
Yay. All right, so we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. This is Dr. Nixon with me, Jasmine Jacob, and your host of the hour, Dr. Nick. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with me, Jasmine Jacob, and Dr. Nick. That was awesome music again, right, Dr. Nick? Rockstar music. I love it.
I know. I think he's on today.
He is. I love it. So, Sean, are you... Sean is still on the board, correct?
I'm still here.
Are you there?
Oh, great.
Yay.
We were worried for a second. So, a beautiful woman from Texas... I certainly am not going to ask your age, because I've been taught better. Obviously, I've learned the hard way.
Oh, thank you for sparing me that indignation. Well, this is a question I had, another question. I am a model, and I'm also in pageants. I'm the reigning Miss Texas Globe. And when I turn my head to the side...
Well, so I figured it out just by your voice, and I was 100% right. I'll pat myself on the back.
But this is something I'm noticing, and I'm noticing this as, you know, like stage pictures and also just modeling. Like when I get my images back and I'm editing the images, I'm noticing the beginning of vertical banding on, like, underneath my chin. Like when I turn my head to the side, I'm noticing that there's, like, vertical bands starting. And I'm horrified. It's like, I feel like I'm too young for that. What is happening, and is there anything that can be done to that? It's like loose skin or something.
Well, I'm simply guessing what the reason for that is. But the first advice would be, just don't look away. Look straight ahead.
I tried that. I tried that, and a client said to me, you know, you look stiff. You look stiff this time. There's something the matter.
You know, just be yourself. I don't need to give you modeling advice, but a lot of it is not just how beautiful you look. A lot of it is the warmth and the movement you present in a still photo. And ultimately,
right.
I think that's the art of it. And once again, I don't mean to give you modeling advice. You know 10 times better than I do. Don't take that away from yourself.
Don't
be self-conscious.
They would hire us if we look haggy. I'm starting to look haggy.
Very seriously doubt it. But there are a few things about the neck that would help you. And it will take me to what I was going to bring up to begin with, the radio frequency. But first, sometimes you start having a few bands. And that is, there is a muscle underneath the skin. It's called the platysma muscle. And as you get a little older, they tend to tighten. And the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. So they start feeling like they're hanging. And it's just tightening of that muscle. If that is what it is, and the best way to figure that out is on exam, a little bit of Botox there may help, and maybe that's all you need. The second thing is, yes, the skin does get looser. And my favorite new toy, actually it's not that new because I've been using it for about 4 or 5 years, but only in the last year and a half is everybody else discovering it. That's not to say that I'm smarter than anybody. I was just lucky to come across it earlier. But that is fractionated radio frequency treatment. And it's kind of like the CO2 laser of the face. However, the tightening from it is significantly greater, at least in my experience, it has been significantly greater. Because not only do you just heat up in the area where the pin is applied, but you heat up a lot of the deeper skin, and heating it up is what causes the tightening. And depending on what you want, you can take care of some of the other things like small wrinkles, capillaries that kind of have broken capillaries, telangiectasias, pigment spots, or not. So there are many tools, but if you need a little tightening, don't go to any surgical procedure. If it just you're seeing a hint and just turning your head, that has been a wonderful, wonderful addition to everything else I do. And now I don't have to be pushed and saying, no, think of a facelift. You're too young. You can't have a facelift. It'd be silly.
Well, how exactly does it work? Is it that it encourages new bands of collagen to grow and that's what tightens it?
Well, heating up the skin is the only, and it's got to be to a certain temperature for a certain period of time, is the only thing that we truly know that tightens skin outside of cutting out the extra. So lasers tighten up the skin by heating it up. And yes, it stimulates reorganization of the collagen fibers, new collagen growth, and this works the same way. But the way the heat is delivered is more efficient, and also there is a lower risk of having problems like pigmentation. I have even done a few African American patients, which I wouldn't even think bringing a laser in the room when they're there, because I know I'll have problems. And with the radio frequency, maybe I've been very lucky, but they've done very well. So it is one of the great new things, and it tightens more than anything else out there. I don't mean to sound like a commercial, but obviously it is a product I'm really excited about.
Well, that's very good.
And recovery is about a week. So a beautiful woman like you deserves the best, and don't let anybody talk you into doing too much. If you're doing modeling, I'm sure you look beautiful, and the little you need, you should be able to get without anything too extensive.
Well, nobody wants to show up and you look like a different person. You know, we've all seen actresses that show up on the red carpet and we're like, who is that? You know, you don't want to do something and end up, you do it too young, and then you end up looking like not yourself. And so that was my biggest fear.
Well, this just tightens your skin a little bit. It's not a directional pull, so I love, and Jasmine knows, I'm a sucker for Southern accents. So I love your accent, and I wish we could keep you on for about 2-3 shows, so maybe we'll have you call back. But we're running out of time, and it seems like time has flown by. Having a great guest and talking about the Oscars and the beauty of all the celebrities on the red carpet.
Yeah, it was a great
very
show.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your advice. It's been wonderful speaking with both of you.
Thank you for calling. And for all the listeners out there, you're listening to the Dr. Nick Show. This is Dr. Nicholas Nikolov with Jasmine Jacob.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.